Mark your calendar because registration for our most popular event of the year, the 2027 Desert Classic, opens Tuesday, August 4th. This is a 3.5-day partner tournament held during Phoenix's peak golf season. Packed with good golf, good food, good people, good weather, and the best entertainment a tournament can offer. Here's the thing, the Desert Classic sells out in minutes, but there's a way to get ahead. Join our Desert Classic interest list today and you'll get a 5-minute head start on registration when it opens. Trust me, even a few minutes can help secure your spot. You can find the interest list link in the show notes or head straight to desertclassictournament.com. We can't wait to host you in Phoenix. We have an incredible event planned for 2027.
Next up on the number one tee.
Well, hello, and welcome back to your virtual tea time. My name is Tori, and I am your host. Thanks for listening. It is an early morning here in Rochester. I have to speak quietly. We have a 8:10 tea time today, Phyllis and I. Another best ball format. It's at Sodus Bay Golf Club, and that is about another 40-minute drive, so I had to wake up extra early today. I have not played this golf course either. Sodus Bay, I want to say it's like called Sodus Bay Heights, but it looks like it's the only golf course in that Sodus area. Hold on. Yeah, Sodus Bay Heights Golf Club. I'm very excited to play it. It's funny because when I lived in Rochester in the past, obviously, we were not a golf family. We were tennis, and then I started playing softball too. But we are a tennis family. So I was actually the one that was the first one in the family that started playing golf. Then my mom joined the club here and she started playing and my sister eventually started playing down the line. But all these golf courses in Rochester, I've never played. So it's fun. It's fun being able to play them now, knowing I've just been like driving past them for years and years and years. We did live in Rochester for a short stint back in 2008 to 2011. And at that point I was golfing and we did join a club, but like I said in a previous episode, I wasn't really going to different golf courses and playing. I was just playing at that home course and not really venturing out or playing in the ladies league or anything like that. So today is an RDGA event, same host as the event at Stafford a week ago. Same format, pretty much the same notice to players, two-person best ball. They have that par three McUltra closest to the pin contest. They have the halfway house open for lunch, same as last week. You grab your lunch, whether it's after your round or when you make the turn. Something that I want to point out is that I find interesting is I know I mentioned that the men and the women were both playing at the same day. So we have a men's championship division, a men's senior division, then we have the women's division, and then there's actually a mixed division. So if you want to play with your spouse or your boyfriend or just some other random dude, you can enter into this tournament and play in the mixed division. So I find it interesting. They probably buy out the course for the majority of the day. You know, tee times start, I feel like at 7 a.m. and go all the way till 1:40. They buy out the course for the majority of the day and they just have all these different divisions. And, you know, it's just a fun day out on the course to test your golf game. And I've never seen it. Been at a tournament where all these different divisions were combined like that, especially adding a mixed division. So mixed events are fun and you don't see them a lot. So I think that's great that they added that. I did look up. So our last T-Series episode, I was like, what is this match of cards method, which is what they use for the tiebreaker. I never ended up asking one of the reps there, but I did just Google it. And match of cards method to determine who won from a tiebreaker is there is the back nine count back, which is the USGA RNA method. But another explanation that Google gives is you compare the player's scores on the number one handicap hole, and we'll see if someone wins that. And then you go back to the number two handicap hole and so on and so forth until someone has a lower score, the lowest score in the group, and they eventually win the tiebreaker. Now, they say this is their tiebreaking method, but we won overall Lonette at Stafford, and we were tied with another team, and they just gave us both the same, like they didn't break the tie at all. So I'm not sure why that didn't happen. We did, since it is tee times, I was wondering if you like stayed back and you waited for all the players in your division to finish to go over prizes. We did not stay, and I didn't get the impression that people were staying. So we did win a skin last week. So I'm assuming when we go check in today, we will be able to grab our skins money. They had a 50-50 raffle last week too that I entered, but I never saw like who won that. So I'm not sure how that was communicated at all. They do think something that's been very consistent through all these Rochester events is the skins game and the 50-50 raffle at every single event, which again, another component that you can add to a tournament to have it be, you know, more enjoyable and another opportunity to take home money, you know, whether or not you won the tournament or placed in the tournament or not. So I played nine holes yesterday, but I haven't played much since the member tournament with my mom on Wednesday. I feel fine. I'm hoping to get there. Phyllis is picking me up at 7. So we should get to the course no later than like 7:40. So we should have about 20 minutes today to kind of ease into our round, which is plenty of time for me. That is something I can live with. So hopefully we won't be rushing to the first tee again. My last tournament playing here until August, I think, at least for like a Rochester district event. I am planning on playing the RDGA Women's Open at the end of August. I'm signed up at least. And then I have a couple guest days, one in July, one in August, and I'm going to play at Oak Hill. But for the most part, this little two-week stint that I've been here in New York will be the longest time I'm in New York all summer. So I'm heading back to Phoenix tomorrow, starting our summer of I have a lot of travel, a lot of Girls Gone Golfing events. We're going to Wimbledon and, you know, playing golf in England at one of our Girls Gone Golfing events in July. And oh my God, I'm so excited. And we're going to Banff in August. And I'm so excited about that too. We just have some great golf trips coming up. And then before those start, I am going to take my daughter to Iceland. We're flying over to Iceland in the middle of June. We're going to do a cruise. And that was her choice. I said, Lucy, let's go somewhere this summer. Where do you want to go? Just the two of us. She said Iceland. So that will be a blast. And, you know, hoping to have some good quality time with her and, you know, enjoy a fun, adventurous vacation. Anyways, it's been nice kind of settling in here. Last summer, we were remodeling our place and it was so delayed last summer. The entire summer, it was under construction. I was staying at my parents' house every time I was here, which was a lot last summer. And so it's been nice to kind of settle into our place here these past 2 weeks. My son is playing football at one of the colleges close by, so we will be back a lot in the fall to watch him play. And it's just nice being back in New York. So, all right. Well, my score predictions for today, I'm going to go off. Well, so we're playing 4,800 yards today. So a little bit longer. The gross and net final score for last week at Stafford, which was 4,500 yards, was 6 under net, 1 under gross. I'm going to go a little bit lower on both of those scores. I'm just going to say 2 under gross and then 8 under net. So that will be my final predictions. Obviously, I'm hoping I play well. We'll see, though. I've been playing pretty decently, but oh my God, you guys, my handicap is going up at a rapid pace. It's just funny because I've, you know, how long ago was it? 4 years ago? 3 years ago? You know, I was playing my best golf and I was a plus one handicap index. And, you know, I was like accomplishing all these goals that I had for so, so long. And then I got sick and my enthusiasm just tanked. My enthusiasm for golf just tanked. And the drive to get better and to have these really big reach goals in the sport just vanished. And so I'm feeling great now. And, you know, I'm enjoying playing golf and competing. I don't necessarily want to go grind it out on the range or on the practice green at this point. My index right now is at a 7.0. I have broken the 7 barrier. It's been a long time since I've been that high, which is no big deal. Whatever. I mean, please remember everything's relative. I still think I could go out on any given day and shoot low. Like I do have that confidence in me. So when I see, you know, a 7.0 handicap, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to have some dots today. It was, I would say like a year and a half ago, it was a struggle internally to see my handicap keep going up, knowing that, you know, part of my business is, well, my business was started on the whole idea of getting better at this sport. You know, I made those practice guides back in 2018 and 2020. It was something I felt really passionate about and something that really helped me get better. Like, I still remember the conversation I had with my instructor at the time, Nick, and he wrote down a whole practice plan like on a napkin, and I followed it consistently for weeks and my game improved so much. And I was like, well, why can't I make my own practice guides? Like, why can't we make something like official and, you know, in a nice notebook? And I did, and I followed those practice plans for a long, long time, and my game improved immensely. So that's how all this started. And it eventually got into retreats and tournaments and everything. So I definitely had like an internal struggle these past 2 years with like, you know, you're not doing what you stood by for so long. And where I'm at this point is just, like, I'm just trying to enjoy the sport again. I'm trying to have fun and meet people and just be okay with whatever happens on the golf course and have it not affect me. And then that's kind of impossible, but I think that the intensity of all of it has gone down quite a bit throughout the years, probably just with getting older and making so many stupid ass mistakes and also acting like a jerk sometimes. So anyways, wow, I didn't really think I was going to go into all that, but hopefully you can relate to some things. I know that a lot of us golfers who take a lot of pride in their game and want to get better, when our handicap index starts hiking up at what seems like a rapid pace, it can mess with you and mess with your self-worth as much as we'd hate to admit it. So I understand. I get you. If that's something that you are struggling with now or, you know, previously. Anyways. All right. Well, Phyllis is picking me up soon, and I can't wait to keep you posted on how we do today. Okay, we're on the way to SOTUS.
I was on time today.
She was absolutely on time today. Phyllis, tell me about the golf course we're about to play.
The greens are really fast. Okay. It's going to be short again like it was at Stafford. I'm excited because it'll be good for my game. Maybe not yours, but my game will be good for.
Is it? My parents said that you can see the water from some holes.
Yes, it's beautiful.
It is.
And that's why I wanted to take you there and play there with you because I knew you'd really like it.
Okay. All right. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Score predictions for today. I was a little more modest since we got humbled last week. So I said gross 2 under, net 8 under.
Yeah.
You like those?
Yeah. Yeah. So I like those.
You played golf on Friday.
You went back to Stafford. Yeah.
Tell me about what happened.
So we had the cop, the RDJ cop. So it's the top 40 ladies points wise. As you play in the courses, as you play during the summer, you earn points. So they take top 40. We divide it. They divide it in half and you play the match. It's 27 holes. The first 9 holes is a scramble. The second 9 holes is alternate shot. And the last 9 holes is a match. So you're divided. This year we were the green team and the purple team. I was on the green team. So my partner and I lost the scramble and we won the alternate shot. And then she won her match and I pushed my match. And I was so upset because I really wanted to win.
Yeah, but your team won as a whole, though, with your match.
My partner and I won, but the green team overall didn't win.
Why is it green and purple?
Because that's just what they picked. So every year.
No meaning behind it.
Yeah. Yeah. Every year it's different. Blue and pink were last year. The year before was black and white. So they just pick and then everybody, you know, dresses.
Yeah. But it's still just 27 holes, 1 day event.
Yes. That's fun.
So this was last Friday. So a couple days ago. And Phyllis, I texted Phyllis like around 3 p.m. It was in the late afternoon. And I was like, hey, do you want to go to a concert tonight? And she obviously said yes, because Phyllis says yes to everything. And she must have gotten home from playing 27 holes of competitive golf. She jumped in the shower and she turned and burned, baby.
It was so fun. I love Teddy Swim. We saw Teddy Swim.
Yeah, it was really good. It's such a great venue. It's CMAC up in Canandaigua Lake. And it's just...
It was a great night, great weather.
Yeah, it was. And then you saw Darius Rucker on Saturday. How was that?
It was awesome and had great seats. I had like row Q, which is what, like the 17th row? No, 12th row. What's Q in the letter of the alphabet? It's really fun. There's a bunch of work people there. I went with my friends and it was fun. It was a fun night. It was a great night again. Like I thought we were going to get rained out and we didn't. So it ended up seeing like really, and I just love Darius Rucker. He's just awesome. And I saw him in Florida and he was just great. And we had a blast.
Fantastic. All right. Well, I'm excited about today. I'm excited to play SOTUS. Again, we're on our way. We're going to be there about 23 minutes ahead of time. Estimated arrival. So to me, that's the perfect amount of time, Phyllis. Do you agree?
Yes.
Hit a couple putts and away we go.
I don't like to get there too early. I'm just sitting around festering.
Yes. Agreed. We all set big golf goals heading into the summer season, and I want to make hitting those goals a whole lot easier for you.
Yeah!
If you've been following me for a while, you know about my favorite practice workbook, Short Game 100. It's 30 days of practice plans specifically for your short game. Each day is completely different and laid out so simply that you can confidently walk into the practice facility knowing exactly what to do. And here's the best part. I am now giving away the digital version of Short Game 100 completely free. Short Game 100 provides a seamless plan that keeps your practice sessions simple, short, and efficient, while still moving the needle on your progress so that you see results on the course quickly. This is hands down my most popular practice guide, and I'm so excited to give it to my Tee Time listeners for free. To download it now, head to the show notes. You'll find a link there to grab a copy. You can also visit shortgame100.com for more details and to download it for free. Thanks again for listening to Tee Time, and happy practicing.
You've met. Make sure you each know what ball you'll be playing today.
Hey.
I'm going to play a Titleist Red 18. Tee Time on it.
Mine has a little
TaylorMade. Mine will have my name on it.
Steve, order this morning will be Solis and Tori and then Andrea and Megan.
Okay.
Your official start time is 8 p.m., but as soon as the fairway is clear, if you want to tee off, you're welcome to.
Awesome.
And what tees are we playing from?
So, yeah, you'll be playing from the red tees. I was told there's some holes do not have red tees, in which case you play from the golds.
Oh, that's confusing.
As you see right here, you have one of each on the tee box. So either look for that combination, or if you don't see red, play from the golds.
Sounds good. Yep.
All right, we are making the turn. Now, here's the thing. When Phyllis says she is going to chip in one putt, she is telling the fucking truth. It's unbelievable. No, and she's not full of shit, you guys. She's pulled up. She's gotten up and down on this last hole. I'm completely out of the hole. She just nails this putt to 3 feet, makes a putt, and we're on to the back nine.
I love it. Here we go.
Okay, so we are making the turn, and we are two under gross, which is the leader right now. So we're leading that. Net is five under currently, so we're at three under. Playing good. We're getting a lot of ham and eggs, that's for sure. I have had 2 3-pars, which is always a good time. So hopefully we can convert those par fives a little better in the back. We are now on the 10th tee box, looking over the water from Sodus Bay. Can see Lake Ontario too. And I think this is my most favorite course Phyllis and I have played so far now. It's really nice. It's semi-private too, so I highly, highly suggest it. All right, Phyllis, how are you feeling right here, Philly? Unless you wanted to look.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Red.
I feel good. Red, you contributed on a couple holes.
That a lot of holes, Phyllis. Do you feel good about swinging a golf club today?
Yes.
The greens are slippery.
Yeah, they're very slippery.
They're in perfect condition.
The back's beautiful. Pumped.
How many holes are we going to look at the water, you think? Two or three?
Just two or three, yeah. This one.
What a treat.
We go back this way, and then we come back in.
So number 18's across along the water?
It's over there. That's the 18. Ring right.
Okay. This is really pretty. We have some super fun playing partners today. As usual, we've gotten lucky every single day. And we just got to close it out now, Philly. All right, Phyllis, we're on our way home. The course was in amazing condition. By far my favorite that we've played. Do you have any history with that course? Like, do you play it usually like once a year?
No, I don't. The last time I played here was the WRDGA Championship. And it was the first time I ever made the cut. So I want to say it was like 4 or 5 years ago. And I made the cut and I was really proud of myself and I got to play. I was happy because it's a beautiful course. And when you make the cut, you get to come back and play matches. So I played 2 days in a row and then I did better on the second day because I was doing matches and I knew the course because knowing the course is important.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a short ball player and so I need to know where my targets are and what I can reach and all that. So, yeah. So I was proud of myself because it was my first time playing in the championship and I played with a really good lady and she took her, like I thought I was gonna get crushed after 9 holes, but I think I ended up playing all the way to like I want to say maybe the 16th or 17th hole, and I realized like that was like the first time I realized like, oh my gosh, I can do this, I can play in match play and make it pretty far. So
I was just saying to Phyllis, Matt, you never know in match play, you never know, you can never give up. Okay, give me 2 things you're proud of today.
I made some really good putts and, I was a really good chipper.
No, and we had a little segment where I was talking about that at the turn. It's really crazy how good you are at those like 40, 50 yard, 30 to 50 yard chip shots. She uses her sand wedge every time, she says.
Yeah.
And you get within, let's say within 8 feet every time, but most of them are within 5 feet.
because that's my game. Because I don't hit a long ball, I'm not getting out in regulation. So think about it. Like, if you're getting out in regulation, you're not chipping a lot. And I chip on almost every hole. So that's why I have more practice.
Okay, so tell me the story of when you used to use your pitching wedge. And one of the ladies was like, what the fuck are you doing?
I used to chip with my pitching wedge. And
which is fine, by the way, but you used it in the sand too, right?
Yeah, so I had my sand wedge just for the sand, and my pitching wedge would be my what I'd pitch around the green with. And so Jan, who I introduced you to today, she's one of the best golfers in Rochester, lady golfers. She was like, what are you doing? Why are you using your pitching wedge? And I go, well, that's what I use. She's like, no, you got to use your sand wedge. So I was like, okay. And so, you know, that just goes to show you, like, you know, you got to take advice when you can get it from good golfers. So I started using my sand wedge, and now my sand wedge is like my favorite club in my bag. It's like deadly, you know? And once I get around the green, I just...
She's deadly.
I know my sand wedge.
Okay, what's one thing you want to work on from today?
Just my drives were off for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, how were they off, though? Were they go a little right? I don't...
Yeah, I was pushing them right and going in the rough, and I always go straight down the middle.
Well, as someone who had a terrible driver two rounds ago or a week ago at Stafford, and today my driver was one of the things I was real that was like totally on today, which was nice. That's always a nice time. The next round can be, you're locked back into place, Phyllis.
Yeah, I mean, you were amazing. You drove the green a par fours because it was a short yardage today. I think I have four of the par fours you drove the green. In fact, one of the par fours you drove the green, that you had to go up and apologize. And
oh, yes.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you would drive the green out to them.
That was not great. I'm going to skip to the thing that I need to work on, which is my putting. The putting, my putting was pretty not great today. And I think, you know, of course, my driver is in good shape. My wedges felt great. And of course, my putter stayed home and didn't want to play golf today. So yeah, for me, it was slippery. For me, driver, wedges, felt confident out there. Really, really proud of those things. If anything, I need to work on my touch with my lag putts. I felt a little out of control out there. Like when I thought it was downhill or when I thought it was uphill, it was really downhill. I was definitely flying past the holes way too many times than I wanted to. Overall, though, greens were in perfect condition. The course was gorgeous. Highly, highly recommend. I think I'm going to send my husband and Everardo down there at the end of July when Everardo comes and visits us, because it was just that good.
How'd we do?
Okay, so overall, we played very well. We ham and egged it. You know, we were solid. We finished at 3 under for gross and 6 under for net. As of right now, we are in the lead of both, but the people behind us are making a run for it. So let me check Golf Genius and we'll be back and see how we did. Okay, the results are in. They could still be checking scores. As we know, Golf Genius is the official scorecard here in New York. So they could still be checking scores, but as of right now, Phyllis and I won by 1 on overall low gross. We had a 3 under. Second place was 2 under. And then we definitely won overall low net. That one's pretty clear. And we were 6 under par. I think second place was like 3 under par.
What was our prediction? 2 under.
2 under and 8 under.
Okay.
So we were in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Phyllis. Okay, wait. So we played this. We played 4 events, right?
Yeah.
Including the scramble.
Yeah.
So I don't think we placed in the scramble, did we? We did?
Yeah, we were like second or third.
Oh, okay, cool. So we placed in that one. Locust Hill, we won. Stafford, we actually won overall low net.
Low net.
And then this time, we got both gross and net again.
Yeah.
I would call that 4 for 4.
Yes.
Why not?
I love it.
Phyllis, next time we play in the same tournament, it won't be till the RDGA Women's Open at the end of August. And where is it again?
That
is at Monroe, which is a really nice course.
Is it?
I've never played there. Monroe Country Club in Pittsburgh.
Is it? What kind of course is it? Is it just traditional? Is it narrow?
Yeah. I mean, in Rochester, a lot of the private clubs are tight, you know? So that's why I have to hit a straight drive.
So we're doing that. Phyllis,
you have a guest stay in at Oak Hill.
Oh, yep. Phyllis and I are playing guest stay at Oak Hill at the end of August. So we're going to do that. And like I said earlier, Everardo and his wife, Nicole, are coming to see us at the end of July. So we'll do a lot of fun things with them then. But other than that, we got to start traveling again, Phyllis.
Yeah, we're going to London, Wimbledon. It's going to be so fun.
So exciting. Well, again, as long as nothing changes on the scoreboard, that's it for this tea time series for us. Until next time, thanks for listening.